The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Busy week this week, as I mentioned, of course, tonight, Iowa caucuses. Tomorrow night, the State of the Union from President Donald J. Trump. And then Wednesday, the U.S. Senate votes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the Articles of Impeachment. Someone who's in the middle of all of this, Katrina Pearson, a senior advisor to Trump 2020. Welcome in, Katrina. Glad to have you.
Good morning, Joey. Thanks for having me.
What a week we have. Of course, tonight, Iowa caucuses, let's start there. What are you guys hearing on the ground in Iowa?
You know, it's really exciting here, you know, for the Trump campaign. We're back, even without an opponent. We are showing unprecedented strength out here. We're here to support the Republicans in the great state of Iowa. And, you know, the Democrats just can't seem to get it together. I think they're struggling. You have this Bernie Sanders surge, and then you have the DNC changing the rules for Bloomberg. So I'm actually excited to see what happens tonight.
This is sort of a little bit of a difference thing there. Is Bloomberg going to get the box? Is he going to be able to stand on a box, you think, during the debate?
I think he might. I think he might. Now that maybe the whole world knows, he might just skip it.
I love the president's interview yesterday with Sean Hannity when he happened to bring the box up.
And I heard that Bloomberg wasn't very happy about being outed like that.
I can imagine. All right. So is it Bernie Sanders tonight in Iowa?
You know, if you just pay attention to the periphery, I'd have to say yes. And when the Des Moines Register canceled releasing that poll, I believe that sort of supports this idea that Bernie Sanders is surging. So the Democrats have a problem.
Yep. All right. So tomorrow night, State of the Union, what should we expect to hear from the president?
I think you should expect to hear more of the accomplishments that this president has been able to achieve in his first term, clearly raising the bar for the future and talking about some of the things that he wants to highlight in the next 4 years, which I think is really important because candidate Trump made a lot of promises to the American people. Now President Trump can talk about those that he's delivered and those that he wants to achieve next. And so I think you're looking at an inspiring moment tomorrow night.
Sure. With us this morning, Katrina Pearson, a senior advisor to Trump 2020. Will impeachment even be mentioned in the State of the Union tomorrow?
You know, that's a great question. I have not seen the whole speech. I'm not sure if the president is going to mention it or not. Regardless if it's in the teleprompter. He's just going to talk from his heart. He's going to talk about the things that he's been doing and wants to do and whatever else is on his heart. That's just the kind of person that Donald Trump is. And he has this moment to talk to the American people, and he's going to talk to them from the heart.
Yeah. And you know, he does that so well, Katrina. Mm-hmm. You know, he connects with the American people. And that's what we have to focus on. And it has to just be so frustrating for people like you on the Trump 2020 staff to hear some of the things that are said about the president when you know that, you know, there's so many good things. I mean, our economy is booming, record unemployment. I mean, there's so many good things, so many positive things that are happening in our country, but yet the Democrats just always want to keep it, you know, they want to focus on what they perceive to be the bad things of Donald J. Trump. He's been the best thing to happen to this country in many, many years.
Well, and really, they're projecting these bad things because they're just projecting onto him the things that they have done and are doing. And that makes it 10 times worse. And, you know, this president has such a big heart. He has such a big goal for the American people, and he's delivered so many things, whether it's the economy and trade. He's been able to accomplish things that no other president before him has been able to accomplish for this country. And he puts the American people first. So it's very frustrating for those of us who support the president and want to get his agenda passed, because we know that this is a generational president for change. and it's quite exciting, and we just can't let all that negativity hold us down.
Sure, I agree wholeheartedly. One final question for you, Katrina. The U.S. Senate, of course, votes to end this circus on Wednesday. Were you guys a bit surprised that this was carried over? I kind of suspected or thought they would have voted on this on Friday to get this out of the way. Were you guys surprised?
No, actually, I don't think we're surprised by anything anymore. You know, we have one gear and it's forward, and whatever comes in our path, we're just going to take it on and move forward. So nothing really surprises us right now, because this president is definitely shaking things up. And so we expect any and everything coming our way.
Yep. Katrina Pearson, a senior advisor to Trump 2020. Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your Monday morning with us, and I hope you'll check back in with us again soon.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure thing. Have a wonderful week. Katrina Pearson.